listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, Lucy Hill, and Jonathan Todd, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, it's Lucy Hill here, and I'm with my friends, Jonathan.
Hello, Lucy.
And Ilona.
Hello, Lucy. I know that people hear the difference, although you have
a great
accent.
It's me, Lucy Hill.
Lucy's in Australia.
Lucy's here. It's radio. She can be anywhere we want her to be.
In a way, I like that. Let's keep Lucy here. Lucy, if you are in Australia, hey, we have a replacement. You are here.
Oh, no, I'm here.
Okay, then now we have Lucy in our studio with British
accent.
Boy,
Lucy sounds a little different.
No, I don't. This is just how I sound all the time.
Wow, Lucy, what have you been... Oh, never mind.
Yeah, she will keep us in line when we will be in...
Quiet, Ilona, quiet. Jonathan was talking.
Okay.
Yes, thank you for supporting me, Lucy.
Oh,
she's always cutting me off.
I'm so worried that
I feel so bad for you, Jonathan. She's always doing that to everybody.
Oh, gosh, you will take her to home now, I see.
Oh. I don't know. If you've seen Lucy's photo, you might want to take her to the house.
She's just gorgeous and
she's
enjoys
a babe.
Australia
Stop it. What are you doing to me, Jonathan? I'm so embarrassed.
I didn't mean that, Lucy.
Oh,
so
boy.
Just keep saying whatever you're saying.
I think this is one-person show right now. We can leave all. Lucy, I'm leaving.
Lucy, I'm home.
All right, Lucy. I hear a ghost voice in the back. Do we have a guest with us already?
Yes, we have.
Oh, goody, a guest. Yay. Who's the guest?
We have a wonderful, wonderful person with us. I just love this guy, and I know him for almost 9 years right now, and he's part of our day-to-day family.
It's like 56 dog years.
Yes, and this is a gentleman whose name is Jerry Jones, a.k.a.
Leather Boots.
Is this unusual name or what?
That's
okay, hi, Jerry.
LTHRBOOK.
Hi, Lona.
Hi, Jerry. Where are you? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Jonathan. I'm here in Dallas, Texas.
You have an accent.
You got the Texas accent?
A little bit.
I remember Jonathan always said that one day I will be the country star. And he said, Ilona, if I put you in a big, put hat on you and a lot of rainstones, because I just like bling blings.
That would be rhinestones, not rainstorms.
Rhinestones.
You got an accent.
And then, you know, and just find me some good horse, then maybe I can start writing a little bit country, Polish, European country, and maybe somebody will fall in love with me. And honestly, I remember Jerry, I know, life is crazy. I think we just tried many, many years ago do something with some country songs, and I think they're good. They're still waiting for better speaking English person to sing them, but I think we even did country. With together.
Yes, we did a little bit of it.
Yes. Okay, Jonathan, I want you to really introduce Jerry, because Jerry needs introduction.
Okay, we need to say goodbye to the false Lucy. Oh, no, don't let me go. the false Lucy is the real Lucy, and we love you, Lucy, and we're sorry you're not here with us, and we just wanted to have your spirit in the studio a little bit. So next time we're going to get tape so that you're here in spirit.
I think one more week and she's back.
And she's in Australia.
Yeah, with her sister.
With her sister.
I want to be with my sister.
Having fun in Australia. Down under.
Down under. Okay, but now going back to Texas, and when Jerry Jones, a.k.a. Leather Boots, is with us, and we'll spend probably 40 minutes to talk about his music, about our friendship, about the project that he's working on, and he's just unusual person... two person in one, I will say. We are getting two people in one.
He's about four people in one.
Maybe he's four people.
He's a lot of different people.
He will introduce himself in one, two, three.
First of all, this is going to be pretty dedicated to leather boots today. We'll do a tech segment, but it'll be short. And we're going to spend a lot of time talking to Jerry Jones, a.k.a. Leather Boots. If you're listening to us live, or if you're downloading this on Android devices or on iTunes in the podcast section, you can sort of follow along, and I think it would behoove you to take a look at the photo gallery, if nothing else, because we're going to play some music here, at leatherboots.com. That's www.LTHRB, as in boy, OOTS, leatherboots.com. And at the gallery, you will see a number of different essences of Jerry Jones, a.k.a. Leather Boots. If you didn't know, the guy would scare the living bejeebers out of you looking at this stuff. Jesus, yes. So let's talk about Leather Boots for a minute. How did we find Leather Boots, you might ask? How did we find Leather Boots? So many, many moons ago, a lady came across the Atlantic Ocean in a ship, and her name was Ilona Europa. Except it wasn't then. It was Ilona Kotopska. But Ilona Europa is a lot better, no?
Yes, that was the marketing in Jonathan. He just added Europa to my name.
Because she had an accent. She couldn't get any work over here. And she was famous in Eastern Europe. She was underground. She was diva-esque. And she's still diva-esque. And we attracted Sony. And Sony's president and head of music, Dave Chamson, and Mike Scheibinger, they sat there and looked at a proposal that we gave them. And the proposal was this. You have loop libraries. You have sounds that map to keyboards for professionals in the industry and sincere hobbyists, which are called prosumers, the consumer pros. And those things have guitars and drums. You guys have all seen them now in the good old days in GarageBand and things like that called loops. But they had no vocal loops. And that was because to do a vocal loop, you have to do near perfect pitch, because when you bend it, it has to bend correctly when you shift time and when you shift the overall pitch. So Ilona Europa, being academia trained and extremely highly gifted in the tone and pitch area when she's not being lazy, came up with oohs and ahs, long and short, wet, which means with reverb, and dry without any reverb. And for 36 notes on the piano, 7 and 14 seconds long. And we sat with oscillators and we watched her sing a note. Like, sing a note, Hila.
I will not. You called me lazy.
No, I said when you're not lazy, your pitch is perfect.
No, I'm lazy. I'm not singing. You sing. That's not me. He has
voice. See how you have that wavering up and down and not a clear sound and all that? That's a bad singer. That's me. She's perfect. She's just perfect. And so we did this, and they liked it so much, they added a second disc, and that had things that were called vocal scats. She sang terms like je t'aime, je t'aime, je t'aime. And all of that could be pitch shifted, twisted, cut, sliced, diced, everything that people do now that they couldn't do before these loop libraries were available. And certainly it was harder in the good old days when we were trying to cut those things into Pro Tools instead of running them in things like they're meant to run, like Acid Planet's world and Acid Express, SoundForge, all of that stuff. So Sony funded this project, and we created Ilona Europa Universal Female Vocal Toolkit. And Sony liked it so much, they took a song of Ilona's, and they gave people cut loops from the toolkit and from the song. And we had a contest on acidplanet.com. If you're a song maker and if you're into electronic music, you must go to acidplanet.com and see what's happening over there. And within that, we received more than 1,000 submissions back of people who remixed an Ilona song.
Of one song.
One song. Now, Ilona, being Ilona, actually listened to all these.
All of them. I loved all of them.
It was wonderful. I didn't have to listen to her for like a month. She was just in the room with headphones on. Yeah. It was one of the best months I can ever remember.
Oh,
it was complete silence over there. And that contest, she took that so seriously. She takes pretty much everything seriously. That's the Eastern European in her. There's no half-assed with Ilona Europa. So the end of this emerged a winner. And the winner was...
Jen Jerry Jones, but I didn't know
we didn't know the
Jerry
guy.
Because they all were under some funky names, and I had no idea who I was awarding. And well, yes, and this one of the winners, because I think I had one or two, they allowed me to give, I think, a little bit more awards, but the most unusual was Jerry Jones. I just fell in love with this guy, his sound, and then, you know, maybe we can play.
Let's go briefly into
song name was Heartache.
Hold on, but
yes,
let's go into what a remix is. You got the basic song, and then people are cutting this up and slicing it and dicing, and if you listen to 1,000 of those done by professionals and semi-pros who are specialists in doing this, you know, you find out that there's an almost infinite number of ways that you can cut and recut a song, and they become very interesting. And Jerry's was phenomenally interesting. It showed an intellectual depth and a understanding of the original song and a maintenance of that song while still doing something completely new and different. And he was phenomenal.
Honestly,
that began a relationship that's lasted for a decade right now.
Honestly,
yeah,
sometimes
it's been a long time.
Yeah, I really, really think that remixes can be better than originals. And if anybody is interested to hear the difference between original version, which is on
iTunes at Heartache,
on Wonderful Feelings album, this is the original version, and then next albums of mine include Jerry Jones version, and I have, I think, one more version by another DJ. But it's just, it's just shocking. And we have this song with us. And I think...
We have the remix. We have Burning Heartache,
yes,
as opposed to Heartache.
Absolutely. That's Jerry Jones' vision
so
for what
the
song is.
What Alona's saying is, go to iTunes and look up Alona Europa. You'll see all of her albums up there. And they'll let you hear some 90 seconds now of Heartache, the original song, which is what Jerry heard. And then you can compare and contrast that with Burning Heartache. And I think we'll play just a little bit of that. Jerry, will you stay with us on the phone and listen to your great work?
Yes.
Okay, and then we'll come back and talk to you and figure out just how twisted you are. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jerry Jones, a.k.a. Leather Boots and Alona Europa with the remix that won the contest at Sony, Burning Heartache. Just a little bit of Burning Heartache. That song went on to rip up the charts and ultimately replace the Latvian national anthem.
Okay, Jerry. I think, maybe I will, if you allowed me a little bit later, let play one more song, which I think what usage of Loop Library that Sony produced with my vocal and your talent, I don't believe that anybody yet did something better.
Had a request there from Latvia to play just a little more. Technical glitch. Sorry about that.
Okay, Jerry, tell me because your history with Sony Picture and Acid Planet is practically long, yes? And tell me how this started for you. I know you won so many contests. You know, please give us understanding how many artists you remixed and how many awards you got on for your work.
Oh, wow. How many I remixed? I think I've stopped counting. I've done way over 100 at least, probably. And I've won awards for video remixing, for audio remixing. I've won contests for Information Society, Bonnie Pointer. I've done music for X Games. I've done music for backgrounds for digital cinema pictures in Australia. So I've kind of bounced around and done all over the map. And
would you? In a way, I remember. Did you do something with Tommy Lee, also?
Yes, I did a remix of that song also. That was before he was doing reality shows.
I know. I can say that. I think you were his favorite too. And yeah, that's what was just really amazing about you, because you are telling us names of the artists. You're telling us things that you are doing. We are saying about music, about remix, about songwriting and scoring, video production, visuals. We are talking about games, music for the games. That's pretty describes how amazing and how amazing artist you are, because I hope people will just start listening and watch what you do. Go to your website and look into your stuff, and hopefully they will fall in love with it. I know you are working on new album, which will move a little bit into your songs on this album. What is the name for the album?
Yes, the one that's out right now, the newest one that came out in 2011, is Domination. And the next one, I'm working on that already for maybe coming out later this year or the year after.
And like we mentioned before with Jonathan, we know Jerry, and we practically know two people in Jerry. I know Jerry Jones, and this is the sweet, gentle. Well, you are sweet and gentle, of course. but you are just...
Not so easy. He was in the United States Armed Forces.
That will come back. Yeah, this guy, knows the guns or whatever. But yes, when it comes to Jerry Jones, you really have the style, a style that is very romantic, style that is more orchestrated. Your songs are orchestrated. You have the vision, and you're very gentle, and I will say lovely. Your music is just so picturesque. We did a very beautiful also DVD project with you, which is called Romantic Evening, which we composed the music. It's practically described winter season, summer, described what's going on in orbit, describes what's going on undersea, and all is with music, surrounded with music, with a lot of vocalizes. No words are included there. I always say it reminds a little bit Enya, but your mood in the visuals and mood in your arrangements are just so perfect and so calming. And just I love Jerry Jones, and I also love leather boots, but leather boots scares me. Tell me, how can you be two people in one? Explain me, how does this even possible? That is so unusual, two style that really makes one person. Tell me about leather boots and tell me about Jerry Jones.
I think it's I grew up, my background, my family, they're musical, and my great grandmother, she played ragtime, and then I was in the marching band, and then they got me in the jazz band. And then after that, I started getting into cinematic stuff. And so it's a mixture of all kinds of things. It's kind of like the yin and the yang, the black and the white. I think everybody's got two parts to them. I don't know how to describe that. But that's kind of the way it is, because I have my calm, relaxed, and kind of cinematic moods. And I also have the moods where I like to jump around and kind of get energetic and jump around on the dance floor and just kind of let everything out. So it's kind of those two moods.
But also, What I said, which I had a pleasure to be on a stage with you. You are a DJ also. You just bring unusual personality with your DJing skills. You have great look to it, which, you know, you have amazing pair of army boots that always come with you. You have
this, he looks like he's an SS yeah. officer, and he's got snake eyes.
You have a snake eyes.
He puts in contact lenses, and he looks like he's a snake.
And you play...
freaky.
You are freaky in a way, but you play music that, you know, you play all. You play, you know, style that people can enjoy, style that people can dance to, style that people are a little nervous about, and controversial style. And
I have a theory.
Yeah.
I have a theory about why Jerry is successful.
Why?
My theory, thank you for asking. My theory goes like this. Somebody, and I can't remember who was writing this, was saying that there's two types of personalities that we all have and always have had. The outside social personality that we present to other people, and then there's the personality we really have inside, which we don't really let other people see. And I think Jerry has both of those personalities, only I think he wears both of them at the same time in his music. So the part of him that's dark and frustrated, he chooses to bring out in concert with the part that's socially accepted. And most artists either try and emulate some other style so that they can make money. I'm going to write country or whatever. Or they don't care about the market at all, and they just do what is the inner personality because it's the only way they can express themselves. And I think Jerry is in conflict with both and has to have both in most stuff.
I like
and I
that.
Think that's why it works, because we all see the harmonic, mellow, okay part, but the dark part comes in and pulls at our sense of wanting to take the hidden part of us and make that public, and we're envious that Jerry can do that.
Wow, Jerry. I like that description. We'll stay forever on iTunes and on LA Talk.
Yeah, that's a good description. I might have to start using that.
It's amazing description.
Other than that, you're just freaking sick, man.
No, he's
but that's
not.
That one side only.
No, but Jerry, in terms of being there and in terms of being responsible, is also unique in musicianhood, because musicians tend to be self-indulgent and a little flaky. They're on to the next project. Everything is always the lotto that's over the fence. The grass is always greener. And Jerry has stood the test of time, and we've been able to bring him great stuff, and we've all flopped with things together, which is all part. When you get the Academy Award, they go, I'd like to thank, you know, my family and Jesus and all that stuff. You don't hear about, you know, I suffered for 20 years.
Yeah.
And every artist suffers for 20 yep. years. And Jerry, most of them want the managers, the agents, the conduit people to just bring them success. Jerry, from the very beginning, understood that it's a working partnership and that no one's guaranteed success. And all you're doing is going down the road with people that you want to be with, and hopefully it works. And to that end, Jerry and Alona are very much like a band. You know, they've gone through all kinds of growth, but there's trust. You call Jerry in the middle of the night and go, I need blank. Jerry's on it, and he's never, ever, ever not been. And he's the yeah. most faithful, the most resourceful, and the sweetest guy in the world. But don't look at the pictures that we told you to look at yeah. at leatherboots.com.
Look at the other one first.
Yeah, look at the pretty pictures of Jerry first.
I
so appreciate that from you, Jerry. I always have, and I always will. You're a swell man, and a man of your word and honor, and it's so, so rare in this day and age, especially in showbiz.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why I love you two so much, and we get along, and we've been together for so long. Y'all are just like that. You're just so caring and giving, and just exactly what you said.
Yeah, take special humanity.
We love you, Jerry.
We love you, Jerry. And to not try to cry, and I just want to take and wipe the blood from your pictures, because there's a lot of bloody pictures on your website.
That's okay. That's the nightmare in all of us.
That's the nightmare, the scary things. But again, before we'll move to your really, you know, beautiful, unusual, controversial, very driven album, which I would love to spend exclusively time on, I would like to a little bit Jonathan, if we can play Step Into the Culture, because that's
what
just
a lovely work you two
amazing,
did together.
Amazing. Jonathan, what was amazing?
So Ilona had to slave over this for hours, right?
No. Jerry took a loop library with my vocals, and he just, like I mentioned, he created melody line, he created arrangement, then we created the project, which it was Romantic Evening, which is included, the song Into Romantic Evening DVD, which is just amazing, waiting to be, of course, distributed right now. But we have this project ready. And please, Jonathan, can you push the button and let's just
step into
the culture?
Okay, for our listeners, a reminder that Ilona Europa had nothing to do with this song. Absolutely not. She sang a vocal loop library, and Jerry Jones created an entire song with entire vocals sung by Ilona that Ilona never sang.
Jonathan, I was his muse.
You're everybody's muse, and we love you, and it's all about you, Ilona.
Okay, Jerry.
It is, but what an amazing accomplishment to actually have the loop library used for its intended purpose, not just as a background, but as a lead vocal with the ability to run an entire fantasy in the mind of the creator, which in this case is Jerry using the muse of Ilona's vocals and bending and twisting single notes to, you know, in scat to get an entirely unbeknownst to her vibe. It came in the mail and she went, oh my God, that's me, except I never sang this.
Yeah.
How fantastic.
And the title of the loop library is Ilona Unlimited Vocal Toolkit, and anybody, young people, they can purchase.
That would be Ilona Europa, Ilona Universal Female Vocal Toolkit.
Yeah.
Okay. Otherwise known to Sony as Babe in the Box.
Babe in the Box. Okay. Let's listen.
This is, and just so we have it forever, it was going to be female parts, but everybody said no.
Oh, gosh.
Jerry would have loved that.
No,
Jerry. Well, when I do one, you know what to name it then.
What?
There you go. Female parts.
No, male parts.
Okay, boys.
We'll explore all of that in your military career after this song. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Electronica at its best. Step Into the Culture. Jerry Jones utilizing Ilona Universal Female Vocal Toolkits.
Out before end, and was like 10 seconds maybe was the coolest. No, don't start.
We got about
don't
40
start.
Seconds left there.
Okay, don't play, honey. It's okay. No. We'll be playing the song, you know, many times. I'm so happy we have on
but
our playlist right
how
now.
How creative is that?
Oh, yeah, it's just amazing. And to not really dwell too much on your talent and
when did
our
you learn
talent.
Dwell?
I know, I'm just getting new vocabulary. I just soon will have no accent. What you will do with this radio?
I'm going to have an accent.
Okay. Then Jerry and I. Maybe one more things that we want to say about our future product, and then we'll focus exclusively on your new album. Okay? Are you agreeing with me?
Yes.
Okay, then I will pass this to Jonathan, because it's really important for both of us, but almost is hard to for artists to describe how happy we are about our next project. What is this, honey?
I suspect you're speaking of that with Robert Lynn Nelson. Wow, what an unusual thing, because Jerry and Ilona put together a wonderful visual odyssey through music and Jerry's award-winning video skills. And this was vocally scat, totally cool journey into the unusual. It was both through the center of the world, above the world, and into the oceans. And it was designed for eye candy on super big TVs, and we've never quite marketed it. We never found a place where, other than where we sit there and put it on a TV and just veg to it and go, oh my God, this is just so wonderful. But it's all surreal. And then we met the great artist Robert Lynn Nelson out in Maui, Hawaii. And Robert Lynn Nelson is the founder of the modern marine movement. He's the leader and the party that created this surreal above and below the sea in one picture at the same time art movement. And we were putting him on this show and called Jerry and said, what if we take one of the pieces we have and augment it with Robert Lynn Nelson's artwork? So keep the manatees rolling, keep the seals and the turtles swimming in the ocean, but bring in one more layer and put that in as Robert Lynn Nelson's work. And of course, Alona's score on top of that with Jerry's work. So we're sitting in the makeshift studio in Maui, Hawaii a few weeks ago, and Robert Lynn Nelson, the legend, walks in, owned by every single president since Ronald Reagan, and the youngest man ever to be in a one-man show at the Smithsonian Institute.
His paintings are just amazing.
I mean, just a real artist, this man is. And he walked in, and we went full screen on a MacBook Air and played him this, and he just dropped his jaw. And that began that was the genesis now of what looks like a Robert Lynn Nelson, Jerry Jones leather boots, and Ilona Europa new program. Because gosh, putting in the images of Robert Lynn Nelson, it's LYN 11N in Robert Lynn Nelson. Go look him up on the web, folks. Unbelievable work, and you'll recognize it instantly. You'll know you've seen it before. And imagine the music that you're hearing together with an undulating flow of ocean and sky, cosmos and vacuum, and Alona's voice and Jerry's sort of twisted beauty, along with the surrealism of Robert Lynn Nelson, and you have a final package. And there, folks, is why we never released it, and sometimes why you don't release things unless you're absolutely perfect. And it's all ready to go with one more layer of Robert Lynn Nelson's work in it. So beautiful.
We'll bring galleries of his pictures.
Yeah, it'll
to
go
your
to
home
galleries.
With music and visuals.
Yeah, it was amazing how well it fit together. It was like it was made for each other.
Amazing. It was a few years ago when we created this video, and now we have the gorgeous, gorgeous plan for whole DVD. Okay.
So Jerry, tell us what your latest project
yes,
is.
Yes, 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 yes. Exciting.
Well, I just finished the Domination CD, and I've got two videos up on my YouTube channel under the name Leather Boots, LTHRBOOTS. And now I'm working on a bunch of remixes for local bands and also bands in the U.S. and also in the Netherlands. And I'm working on the next album coming up, trying to get my website all edited so I could pop that up.
Tell me about Domination.
Yeah, you know, that's we need to focus on that. I know you.
Careful
almost
how you say focus.
Yeah,
you got an accent.
Especially with this album.
Oh, okay.
Then we're going to segue into the latest issue of Playboy for a second.
Oh, my gosh.
Since we're talking about Domination.
I just hate this topic, honey. But, okay, we'll talk about Playboy
issue. First, I want to know about Domination from Jerry.
Yeah, explain. We have three songs. I will be playing them from time to time in a whole version. Hopefully, we can play one. Choose one that you would like listeners to listen to right now that I hope Jonathan will not fade out 40 seconds before end. Because...
Ooh, I've been slapped. Artist slap.
Artist slap. Then tell me, I know we have three...
You've been TV slapped.
Yes.
Jeez, Jerry.
Tell me which one from these three that you sent it to me, which one you would like to be...
My
right
Salvation. That's where he's going.
Would you like that? Or maybe you have your own saying.
My Salvation, that's my favorite one from the disc.
I win.
And
I know Jerry.
But if you're into the Rocky type rock star stuff, The Answer, that's kind of on the rock edge. And then the Falling into Silence, the other one I sent you, that's more along the kind of Depeche Mode-ish.
Okay, let's.
I'm not playing all of them all the way through. I'm going to play each one and give you a little taste of everything, everybody.
Okay, then, but I would like one full one. Then let's do maybe Depeche Mode. I just like it. Depeche Mode so much, okay? And then we'll be doing shorter version of
Are we doing Falling into Silence first?
Let's do Silent, okay? Jerry, is this okay?
Okay.
That's your Depeche Mode take?
Yeah, that's the Depeche Mode-ish type.
Okay.
That's that kind of mood from Leather Boots.
Let's play it.
That's the down-tempo of Leather Boots.
Here we go. Please take your portable device with you if you need a restroom break. This is 4 minutes and 16 seconds, folks. Don't miss a moment of it. This is Jerry Jones, a.k.a. Leather Boots, Falling into Silence.
Oh, I'm so happy that the last notes we still kept going. I love it. Oh my gosh, he's like 80s with wow. 2013 style, and I want to dance. And I feel like I'm in Europe, in German clubs, because that's where I was dancing in the 90s too. And just congratulations. And tell me, why domination?
I think it's because...
You want to dominate the world? What do you want?
Easy, Jerry.
I'm hoping. No.
No, no, yeah.
That's the bad side of me. No.
I like the title, of course, you know.
No, the last album, No Restraint, that was kind of letting everything out of me. And domination was kind of me taking hold of where I'm at in my life. And just setting my ways and just going forward from there.
Are you in a happy place now?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good. Are you content? Life is good?
Yes.
That's very good.
We can fix that.
Good, you want to? Okay, then I know the time is running out. I still would like to play a little bit second song because...
The answer.
Would you like the answer, or maybe he is saying again?
No, we're going to end with my salvation.
You want salvation? No, you can do it, salvation, honey. That's all for you, Jerry. You have no saying. Jonathan wants salvation.
We're going to listen to the answer, and we're going to end with my salvation.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Little bit of the answer from Jerry Jones, a.k.a. Leather Boots. God, I want to hear that whole thing.
No,
but you
I'm
know what?
Really
the pain
angry.
Inside makes me remember that we have a mission here at Accent On, and that is to be supportive of our favorite charity, Child Help. And I'd like to give a moment of time to Michael Douglas, who has granted us kindly a PSA to support this very worthy group. Jerry, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Yes.
I'm Michael Douglas, and I have a number for you to program into your child's phone and yours. 1-800-4-A-CHILD is the Child Help National Child Abuse Hotline. 1-800-4-A-CHILD provides a connection to professional counselors 24/7 that your child can use when they need to speak up and be safe. It's also the number a little boy called whispering from his closet to be rescued from a vicious attack. It's the number that any responsible adult, neighbor, teacher, or family member can call to get help reporting abuse or to get information. 1-800-4-A-CHILD is the number of hope. The Child Help National Abuse Hotline is funded solely by your contribution, so please text your $10 donation to CHLP to 20222. This gift may be the lifeline for that little boy in the closet, or even the emergency call that saves your child.
Thank you for bearing with us, and thank you, Mr. Douglas, for that heartfelt support for Child Help.
And like always, the hour goes so fast. Jerry, I know we have some plans for another album with a young singer, Natasha Mira, and I know I will be bringing you back with her to the studio and we'll be presenting her recordings. And I think we need to say bye-bye. I know we have one more song, which I promise next week or next I will be playing, and because I have on my playlist. And I think we need Salvation. We need to Salvation play whole song. It's just amazing.
It's an amazing
awesome
song.
And this will be my steady stuff, you know, that I want to play.
Jerry, can people download My Salvation yet?
Yes, the whole album is on iTunes, so they could get it on their MP3 player or download song by song or the whole album.
So type in LTHRBOOTS yes. on iTunes and download Domination.
We love you, Jerry. Say hi
love
to
you.
Tim. Say hi to Texas. Say hi to everybody who loves your music. and we hope we got some new people coming your way, and they will fall in love with your music and your personality like we do, and hope to see you and hear you soon.
Yes, thank you so much for the time and everything, and I can't wait to work on more and more projects with you.
Oh, trust me, we too. Bye-bye, baby.
Love you, Jerry.
Bye.
Bye.
And now we're going to move into Gadget Moment.
That's not this gadget.
Gadget Moment.
Okay.
I like that for Gadget Moment.
You wanted to change? My Gadget Moment
That's
was
Orbis.
Much more rough. But okay.
No,
I think you
I
have
like
something. I don't know what you want to talk about because we have two gadgets. We have Playboy magazine on my table. I don't know what to say it. It's gorgeous. I like it.
Grab a copy of this issue of Playboy.
Why?
Take a look at the ghost of Fleetwood Mac. A feature story on Mick Fleetwood, his life, times, everything Mick Fleetwood. What an interesting, fascinating story that was written in Playboy.
It's a little bit controversial, I think, article also. Mick Fleetwood really gave beautiful, very personal interview, which has few pages in Playboy, which is not happening.
About 6,000 words.
It's amazing. And it was written, who wrote the article? The language and the way how it's written is just amazing. It's just really, really beautiful, long article and covers everything from past and future. And Mick Fleetwood plans to tour. Mick Fleetwood plans to open a restaurant. And, you know, just very, 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 very good article. Then I know it's a Playboy, and it's not like I like this newspaper too much.
Fascinating newspaper.
That's my husband saying.
I only read the articles. Anthony Bozza, B-O-Z-Z-A. Look up Anthony Bozza. You can go on to Playboy.com and look up Fleetwood on Playboy.com. There's four pages, but the article in the magazine is much, much longer, and it's so insightful. Obviously, I work with Mick Fleetwood and have for nearly 15 years. The pinnacle of international success for politicians, presidents, past and present, prime ministers, leaders of state. The music issue is the thing to be in. And a feature like this on Mick Fleetwood with the gravitas that this has is so amazing. It's such a peek and look into his life, and it's so real. I know him well, and this is a real interview with Mick Fleetwood about his life and times and where he's going. And, of course, something dear to my heart, a short mention in there of Fleetwood's on Front Street, the restaurant that's about to open in Maui, Hawaii.
That
is all about Mick Fleetwood and his life and times.
And in a way, it's all about you too, Jonathan, because I think this is your baby and Mick Fleetwood baby.
It's all Mick's dream. It's all what Mick has tried to lay out for years and years and years, and finally coming to fruition, the House of Mick, a place for Mick Fleetwood private seller.
Is this
wine.
In June?
Should be opening in June. God willing, and the barge is landing in Hawaii on time.
I think you have Facebook, yes, so that people can go and check what's going on. That just
Facebook.com/Fleetwoods.
On Front Street or on
just
the
Fleetwoods?
Just Fleetwoods. Okay.
We get the vanity names.
Lucky you, everybody knows it. But yeah.
I'm going to take 10 seconds before we cut out here and do this gadget moment, though. But thank you for mentioning this, Ilona. And salute something that is brand new. It's from Parker, of all people, and it's a regular old pen, except the pen insert, the cartridge, looks like a fountain pen, and it's an exceptional new writing instrument. Parker calls it the fifth generation, following ballpoint, rollerball, fountain pen, and mechanical pen. This becomes the newest form of writing instrument, and it's absolutely fascinating. I got mine from Levenger, one of my favorite companies online, and this pen can be capped or uncapped. It can be left out forever. It doesn't dry out. It feels and writes like a fountain pen, but when you look at it and utilize it, you're basically using what is a very fine point felt tip pen. I know because I felt it. And it is an exceptional writing instrument. For those of you who love the written word and like to get away from all those gadgets every once in a while, here's a gadget that isn't a gadget. It's just a pen, and it's phenomenally beautiful. They have the male version, which is kind of thick, and they have the female version, which is kind of thin. I got the male version. And they're in brown and black. Take a look at Parker Pens at Levenger.com and enjoy writing smooth. It adapts to your shape and to your angle and to your style just like a fountain pen, but it is essentially a felt tip in a new type of a cartridge. Fascinating, fascinating fun. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we are almost there. We're looking at just a matter of seconds here. So we want to say goodbye. Lucy Hill, we miss you very, very much. Ilona Europa, we thank you so much. And we will see you all on the next side of 7 days exactly from now, minus 50 minutes. This has been Accent On with Jonathan Todd, Ilona Europa.
And I miss everybody already. And again, Jerry Jones. We love you.
Thank you so much to our guest, Jerry Jones, Leather Boots. Take a look at his work, all of his work, on iTunes. We'll see you all next week.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.